There is proper care and attention provided to these in hospitals. We're also focusing on reducing road accidents, because road accidents are the primary cause of muscular or skeletal disabilities in the country. In terms of services for visual disabilities, we have taken steps to decentralize such services. Two additional ophthalmological clinics have been opened in the west and center of the country, for example. In terms of sexual and reproductive health and related rights, the strategy at our level has been first and foremost to expand, and this picks up on a point that was made yesterday, to expand levels of coverage and access to family planning services provided by the Secretaries of State for Health, to include coverage to 20,000 young people, that being the number of young people who accessed our family planning services in 2024. In addition to access family planning services, for example, contraceptives, they have access to the family planning handbook drafted by the Secretary of State for Health, a handbook published in March of 2024, and which details not just broad family planning, but also emergency family planning, emergency contraception, etc. And that guide, handbook or guide is available in the majority of regions of the country. We also provide direct services for adolescents on a non-judgmental basis, so they feel free to refer themselves to clinics and healthcare services for advice, and we have seen that being successful. We're working on strategies to improve this approach, to boost it further, and to further fine-tune our sexual and reproductive healthcare services so that they're more aligned to the needs of adolescents. We've also promoted awareness raising and education campaigns via our family health teams. That is part of our primary healthcare strategy, and we work on this in coordination with the Secretary of State for Education and with the Committee for Preventing Teen Pregnancy, committees that exist at the municipal level. We worked with them to pursue educational and awareness raising strategies. We're aware, however, that to go further, we will need to make headway in including these issues in the national education to ensure that we have a broad and expanded educational curriculum in sexual and reproductive health to be as effective as we can be. With regard to care and support post-abortion, we have provided training to more than 900 healthcare professionals so they are equipped to deal with post-abortion complications. And that bearing in mind that at the legislative level, the state that has regulations in place that govern our actions as the Secretary of State of Health. What we do have wiggle room to be able to do is to reduce the complications related to abortion. And so in 2024, the indicator for the number of abortions fell by 20%, including amongst the adolescent population. We have also updated and adapted our care and support framework as part of our family planning drive to improve our response at the healthcare delivery level to abortion and to post-abortion complications. Reference was also made to the registration of children and the National Registry of Persons. Our Secretariat of State is seeking to plug any gaps, to catch anybody who's fallen through the cracks when it comes to registration, including birth registration. We're currently pursuing a project partially financed by the World Bank to plug those gaps. That project should ensure that we will be able to establish an online pre-registration form, so that we will be able to boost the number of birth registrations and to make the point that 99.2% of births are already registered and recorded by the Ministry of Health. But sometimes that can be a cumbersome process. We're seeking to streamline the process. we have begun by working with children between the ages of 6 to 16, basing ourselves on data drawn from the most recent national census of 2020 so that we can cross-check against our different databases or records. And we're using that as an opportunity to weigh and measure children in that age segment of 6 to 16 to update our own understanding of the overall picture of the country, health steps that need to be taken, etc. In 2024, we have been focusing on nutrition in many of the regions and departments of the country, focusing in particular on malnutrition. And here we have to address this on two fronts. Malnutrition related to, we have to address nutrition on two fronts in Honduras, two extremes, malnutrition and obesity. We will be adjusting the national census on young people and on adolescents in order to ensure that as part of our understanding of the health picture of the country, we can also better understand nutritional needs as well as chronic illnesses, so that we have a better picture, we map better what the needs are in the country. In 10 of the 18 departments in the country, we've been able to strengthen distribution of nutritional or food supplements to malnourished children. We have also updated our protocol for malnutrition for children under the age of 5. We also, as a country, adopted a law for regulation on child and early child nutrition, including food supplements, which we believe is a major step forward in terms of protecting young children. And we have also taken a similar step to try and curb the consumption of sugar heavy and other potentially harmful foods, which we hope will go a long way to addressing obesity amongst young people. And that's gone hand in hand with awareness raising campaigns targeting children and adolescents on ways they can pursue healthy lifestyles. In December 2024, Honduras, via our president, enacted a decision that will improve and reduce barriers to access to healthcare via measures that were taken to totally eliminate healthcare co-payments, in order to ensure that we have fair access to healthcare in key areas such as healthcare for children, adolescents, family planning, etc. So co-payments in these areas have been eradicated. There are only some healthcare areas where co-payments need to be made when we're talking about voluntary healthcare initiatives rather than essential healthcare. Finally, on ways in which we're addressing addiction to various different substances and the way we measure the extent of this scourge or these phenomena in Honduras. The main concern that we have in Honduras is alcoholism, particularly when it comes to men. Also smoking, which is stubbornly resistant to attempts to eradicate it. And young people often smoke, or many young people smoke. We're still addressing studies to identify whether there has been an increase in consumption of hard and synthetic drugs, given that there is often smuggling of these drugs through Honduras. Even whilst we're waiting for that study to be completed, we're establishing a national center to which drug addicts, alcoholics can be referred to receive care through the lens of targeted support to wean themselves off these substance addictions, and that will be focused particularly